Om Agyanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 13, Text 22. Request, please, to turn all cell phones off. Purushaf prakritisto hi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasadyo nijanmasu. Translation. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Purport. This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another just as one changes dress. Who knows that verse? Just as one changes dress. Yeah, they already said Vasa here means Vasa means
residence.
No, here it means dress. Vasamsi jirnani. Jirna means old and worn out. Vasamsi jirnani yatavya vihaya navani grihnati naro parani. Parani aparani, another. Tata shirirani vihaya jirna sanyati navani. What is the last line? Anyani sanyati navani. Just as clothes are changed as they become old and worn out, so bodies are similarly changed. This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances. Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on. And in all cases, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances, yet he is under the influence of material nature. How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to association with the different modes of nature. One has to rise, therefore, above the three material modes and become situated in the transcendental position. That is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another because he has material desires since time immemorial. But he has to change that conception. That change can be affected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example is here. Arjuna is hearing the science of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long cherished desire to dominate material nature, and gradually and proportionately, as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness. In a Vedic mantra, it is said that as he becomes learned in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he proportionately relishes his eternal blissful life. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunam karanam gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. What causes the transmigration? Well, there are various factors, various interrelated factors which are mentioned here. Purusha prakriti stohi, the living entity who considers himself Purusha, the enjoyer, who is actually meant to serve Krishna, and due to his misconception of being the enjoyer, is situated in the external energy of Krishna. So that's the first mistake. Krishna bhuli se jivanadi bahimuk ataiv maya tare deya shangshara duk. Forgetting Krishna, the jiva who is meant to be, whose nature is to be blissful in the association of Krishna, has been indifferent toward Krishna or inimical toward Krishna since time immemorial. Resultantly, Maya, the external energy of Krishna, awards that rebellious jiva the various miseries of material life. But bhunkte, he considers himself an enjoyer. He thinks, I am enjoying. He thinks this, the material nature which is meant for punishing him, is so foolish that he takes it as place for my enjoyment. So he enjoys various situations, prakritijan, produced of this material nature. The material nature has various permutations and combinations, which foolish people, which means everyone in this material world, considers enjoyable. These are all produced of the guna, three modes of material nature. According to one's outlook, one will consider various situations enjoyable or otherwise. Outlook means shadha mayo yang purusha yo yat shadha sa eva saha. Everyone is made here shadha. Everyone is made up of a certain kind of faith. Faith means a certain kind of outlook, and one is understood according to the kind of outlook he has. There are three basic kinds of outlook. That means the kind of austerities one accepts, the kind of determination one does, the attitude with one which one performs sacrifice and gives charity. These are classified differently according to the person who is predominantly in sattagun, the mode of goodness, in rajagun, the mode of passion, and tamagun, the mode of darkness or ignorance. So one is influenced by various modes of nature. Someone in sattagun, he is attracted to the intellectual life, religious rituals, may be attracted to investigating knowledge of Brahman. One in the higher stage of Rajagun is also attracted to religious rituals, but for the purpose of attaining a higher birth in the next life for the sake of material enjoyment. In Rajagun, one is very much interested in material enjoyment. And in Tamagun, one doesn't really have much interest in anything, or takes interest in ghastly things. Take pleasure in torturing others. So, karanam guna sangosa. This various situations that we achieve in the modes of nature is due to association with the various modes of nature, according to which we get different kinds of bodies. At least previously in India, the Brahmin class, they considered themselves superior to others because they presumed that to be born in that situation, they must have acted more piously than others in previous lives. Which could be taken as generally true, but material nature works in such a way that one may attain a pious position according to some pious activities, become proud of that, and due pride leads to fall down. There are many examples in Shastra. Indra, that position is attained by much piety. Due to pride, he insulted the Brahmanas and had to fall down. Then Nahush was made the replacement Indra, another pious king, and he also did the same thing. He insulted the Brahmanas and again fell down. So this is the way the entanglement in this material world takes place. Guna Sangha, due to association with the modes of material nature. We find this term Sangha, it occurs often in Bhagavad Gita. Here, due to association with the material modes of nature, sadasadyoni janmasu, one takes birth in, here, sat and asat. According to context, these words may be understood differently. Here it means in better or worse births. To be born in a family of saintly persons, that is considered sat. To be born as a dog or a cat, that is asat. So how is it that one person, they take their next birth, they're going to take birth in a very pious family, and someone else is going to take birth literally as the son of a pig? That's an insult in India, to call someone the son of a pig. Someone has to be the son of a pig, otherwise there'd be no more pigs. We don't mind if there's no more pigs, but why are there pigs? Because people who develop piggish mentality, according to that mentality, they take birth. So, sadasad yoni janmasu, sangha, due to association with the modes of nature. Sangha, this word, the influence of sangha. Sangha dosh. There's a fault in having the wrong association. Jita sangha dosha, that is mentioned in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. One has to conquer one has to be victorious over the fault of bad association. We say sangha dosha. Someone may fall from a pious position due to influence of sangha. Sangha dosh. There's a fault in having the wrong association. Jitta sangha dosha, that is mentioned in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. One has to conquer over the, one has to be victorious over the fault of bad association. We say sangha dosha. Someone may fall from a pious position due to bad association. There are many examples. Ajamil, even unwillingly, he didn't plan to do so, but he saw an impious man, an impious woman engaged in lusty activities, so that seeing that sparked a deep-seated sinful desire in his heart, which he wasn't even aware was there, which he couldn't have imagined. Prior to that, prior to this incident, if anyone, or prior to Ajamil's fall down, if anyone had said to Ajamil's relatives or friends or anyone who knew him, or to Ajamil himself, that soon he would be a sinful cheater and thief and sinful in all respects, no one could have imagined it. But it happened due to sangha dosh. That means he saw something bad and he didn't put it out of his mind. He kept it in his mind. In this way he associated with the lower modes of nature, of the sinful activities. He remained in the association of that sinful way of thinking, which infected his consciousness so badly. There's a story is told of two monks, two sadhus, who they came to a river which was quite deep with a strong current, but nevertheless fordable. I don't think any of you know what fordable means. Ford, you've all heard the word Ford. Ford Car Company. Gerald Ford was expert. But Ford literally means a river, a place in a river that can be and regularly is crossed by walking through it. And to ford a river means to cross it by walking through it. You don't hear the word very often now because mostly rivers all have bridges. So they came to a river which they, the monks, they could walk through it. But there was a woman there who she didn't want to risk it. So she asked, "Could you help me over?" Then one monk put her on his shoulder and crossed the river and put her down, and they walked on. After some time, the other monk said to him, "You took a lady on your shoulder." And the monk who had done that said, "Yeah, I carried her over the river for 5 minutes, but you've been carrying her in your mind ever since." Sangha dosha. Sometimes it happens like that, that one is meditating on the faults of others, and that fault accrues to him. Srila Prabhupada told the story that there was one prostitute living in a house next to a brahmana who was very strictly following religious principles. Generally, we don't expect prostitute and brahmana to live next door, but it happened like that. So this brahmana was very accusatory of her, very condemning. So he had a practice. He would watch to see who's going in her house. He would throw a stone, so it became a big pile, and he would always condemn her. Meanwhile, she was thinking, I'm so fallen, so somehow I got in this position. I don't know how it happened, but I'm stuck here. And I wish I could be pious like that Brahmin. So when she died, she became a pious, got born in a pious Brahmin family, and he became a condemned prostitute, because that's what he was thinking of and that's what she was thinking of. So this is how it works. Association. Association doesn't mean just physical association. One who is very strong can physically associate or apparently be in the association of that which is degrading, but Padma Patram Evam Bhasa, as Lord Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, they may live in this world but not be affected by it. Like the water, that the lotus leaf grows in the water but is above the water. And if any water, just like rain, falls on that, it may stop for a second, but it doesn't merge into it. It falls down. Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Taramana. That example is given. That water on a lotus leaf doesn't stay very long. So life is like that. So if one is very strong, then he's not affected. But the general... generally what happens, again the word Sangha is used in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, so many places. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. By association one's desires arise. So it may be that one is very strong and is not affected even by the lower modes of nature. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he went to America. But he said, I'm not in America. I'm in Vrindavan. He brought Vrindavan to America. Nowadays it seems they're bringing America to Vrindavan. It's going the other way. Instead of bringing this pure Vedic culture should be brought to the Western countries. But it seems sometimes that the Western culture, or the materialistic culture, we're not anti-Western. We don't hate Western people, but the materialistic culture is becoming prominent even in the holy places of India. And so, association is so important. One should know what association means. One should understand all these points. The effect of it is so powerful. So many times I've mentioned that this TV, what bad association we get from that. It seems convenient, but by watching that, one is subjecting oneself to the lower modes of nature. And we see how people become degraded by that. What is culture? Culture is a means of transmitting higher values. And we see how for generations in India those higher values are being transmitted. Nowadays, young people in India, they're going to pubs and having boyfriends, girlfriends, and they have associated with the worst aspects of the Western materialistic culture. They don't want to associate with the pure traditional culture. Because due to association, due to hearing from and associating with degraded persons, they think it's prestigious to be degraded. They think if you have money, if you spend money on alcohol and have illicit sexual relationships, that's a sign of being very modern and very advanced. But it's foolishness. Neither are they happy at that time, and certainly they have to suffer, just like Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport. You can get born as a beast, a bird, a worm, a bug. People don't take this seriously. People see a bug, they squash it. And you may be a bug in your next life. People don't take it seriously. It's very serious. There is this severe possibility of becoming a bug or a worm like this. So, coming to America, why come to America? Well, money, basically. But with that comes all the bad qualities of this culture. Of course, like I was saying, in India now, that's also that's at the present time, these worst qualities are with those who have more money, because people don't know how to use money. And they use that for degradation. Otherwise, previously, artha, money, that was used for dharma. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Kama is there in a restricted manner, in a cultured manner, in a dharmic manner. All this was together. Artha is to be spent for dharma. Now it is spent for simply for karma in the worst sense, the lowest lusty, degraded activities. And as a result, they have the human birth, but due to misusing that, they have to become a bug, a worm, a dog, a pig. They have to suffer in the lower modes of nature. So this point should be understood, that what we associate with, according to that association, karanam guna sangosya sadasadyoni janmasu, we create our present and our future by satsanga. We create a sat situation, a favorable situation. By asat sangha, we create an unfavorable situation. Therefore, asat sangha tyag e vaishnavacha. The first symptom of intelligence is to give up bad association. One should know what is good association and what is bad association, and take good association that is beneficial for us. Sripad Ramanujacharya, he recommended that if you can't do anything else, if you are just so useless that you just can't do anything, you're fallen, you have no taste for spiritual activity, just go and sit with sadhus. Don't say anything, don't do anything, just go and sit among them. You'll be benefited. Don't disturb them, just go and sit. You'll be benefited just by being with them. But we should associate with devotees. Tyajya durjana saṃsārgam bhaja sādhu samāgamam. Give up bad association and worship the association of devotees. Take association of devotees. But that sangha, taking satsanga, we can really take satsanga, we can actually take satsanga, if we do so with the proper motive. Many people, they come to sadhus, but they don't really get benefit because they come with the wrong outlook. Just like if you come to a king, now there are no kings, people don't know what kings are, but this example is given. If you come to a king and if you associate with him properly, then you can expect a good result. The people come and praise him and he gives, all right, very good, and then you take some reward. Or they have some dispute and the king gives fair judgment. Or someone's being mistreated by others, the king, he arranges something. Not like nowadays, you go to court, it drags on 10 years, 20 years, your whole life goes and all your earnings go in some court case. Immediately the king will give judgment. But the bug is also associating with the king. The bug is very close association, but is simply sucking the blood. Cannot take any benefit. So one may associate with sadhus, but if in a duplicitous way, if they come because they like to be photographed with the sadhu and then show, you see, I'm a big man, I was next to the big Maharaj, he knows me very well. People do that. You'll see so many people with photos of themselves with, you'll go in people's houses, there'll be a photo with Indira Gandhi or Rajiv Gandhi. Means somehow or other, at some function, they got to stand next to Rajiv Gandhi for 1 second and got photographed, and then it's a big picture is in their house. You see, I also knew Rajiv Gandhi. He's been photographed with thousands of people, never heard their name, doesn't give a damn who they are. Anyway, he's gone. But yes, I also know. I also knew Rajiv Gandhi. So people like to show themselves as a sanghi. I am an associate of such a big person, just to increase their own prestige. But one should know how to associate with sadhus to get actual benefit. That is by 3 methods. Pranipat, Pariprashna, and Seva, by submission, symbolized by bowing down. But that bowing down, that should also not just be a show. One should not simply be a dandavat bhakta. That is, bhakti begins and ends with dandavat. Dandavat means you bow down, then you get up and says, what service? No, that's it. I did my dandavat, that's my duty finished. Now you go to hell. Bow down, that is showing submission. Then, relevant queries. To associate with sadhu, one has to actually get the benefit from a sadhu, one has to come up to that platform, not try to drag the sadhu down to their platform. Give me ashirvad so I can have more material enjoyment. But the sadhu means he's renounced that. So why should he have any interest in that? But that one should approach a sadhu for inquiring into the ultimate benefit. Kayami kene ame jare tapatrai. Should put some oil on the that door. So what Sanatana Goswami, Srila Prabhupada quoted so many times. Kayami kene ame jare tapatrai. Yaha nahi jani kemane hitto hoy. That who am I? Why am I suffering? In the three modes of material nature. Why am I suffering the threefold miseries? I don't know what is for my ultimate benefit. You instruct me. So relevant queries and seva, one should perform service. In this way one can associate. Otherwise one may make a show of associating, but that won't be association. Just like there are some biographies or biographical accounts written of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, in which it is stated that it gives the name of certain Prakriti Sahajiyas who are his associates, but he never associated with such people. He may have cheated them. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said there were many people who thought that they were his associates, but he never associated with them. He never had anything to do with them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that there are many people who consider themselves to be his followers and have read his book, not only read all his books, but have learned them verbatim, word for word. But they don't understand a single word of it. They have no actual connection with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because they never entered into the spirit that he had. They considered themselves as members of a religious sect called Vaishnavas, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a leader of that religious sect. They did not understand the position of a Vaishnava transcendental to the modes of nature. That a Vaishnava is not a worldly designation, but a Vaishnava, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his Vaishnavata, or his status of being a Vaishnav, was on the superlative level, as he himself communicated for those who have the adhika or the eligibility to understand. He repeatedly identified himself as Radhika Madhava Charana Dasi. Amitoshananda Kunjada Bhashi. Radhika Madhava Charana Dasi. From external vision, he appeared to be a retired babu, a retired gentleman who had retired to the country and was living next to the Jalangi River. But he saw Jalangi as Saraswati. This is Saraswati River. He didn't see I'm living in a country residence. But his Swananda Shukada Kunja is a replica of the Kunja of Vrindavan, the Kunja, the grove of Vrindavan, in which he is a maidservant at the lotus feet of Radha Madha. So, who can associate with Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one who has transcended association with the modes of material nature. As long as we are attracted to enjoy the modes of material nature, then we cannot serve Krishna properly. The influence of these modes of material nature is extremely powerful. All the time we are subjected to the influence of this material nature. As long, unless we are protected by the internal nature of Krishna, unless we make our connection, unless we make sangha with the internal energy of Krishna, unless we are in the shelter of Krishna's internal nature, Mahatma nastu mang parata daivin prakriti maashritaha. Unless we're in the shelter of Krishna's internal potency, then we must be influenced by Krishna's external potency. And that's going on at every moment. We're being influenced by the modes of nature. And we can only rise above that by tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param, by intense Krishna consciousness, we can rise above the modes of material nature. Otherwise, even if we're chanting Hare Krishna, then we'd still be influenced by the lower modes, by the three modes of material nature, by the contamination of the modes of nature. Then our chanting, if we are cultivating material desires, then our chanting doesn't actually connect with Krishna. Benefit is there, no doubt. But that the true benefit is if we can truly connect with Krishna, if we can truly call out to Krishna. Ai nanda tanuja kinkarang patitang maang vishame bhavam buddhau kipaya if we genuinely desire to come out of this terrible ocean of material existence and be situated in the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, then we can be accepted in that position. But if we are cultivating desires for material enjoyment, then our chanting cannot be pure. We are at every moment bombarded by the propaganda of this material world, by the modes of nature of this material world, the effect of the modes of nature. Propaganda, just like you're driving in your car, and we'll see hamburger, buy this beer, and so many advertisements are there. Now we may think, well, I'm not affected, I don't like beer. But some of the effect is there. And even just like we may drive in some residential area like this, there's no overt advertisement, but the effect of the modes of nature is there. We think it's normal, it's nice to have a nice house in a good neighborhood, and it's a nice sunny day, and in this way we identify with this material world. Everyone is thinking, it's nice, I'm well situated in this nice neighborhood. Everyone is thinking like that. Who lives in such a neighborhood, they are a respectable citizen. So we become, yes, I'm a respectable citizen. We identify our position within the material modes of nature, and we think, yeah, I have a good position in this material world. Anyone who thinks I have a good position in this material world is in a very bad position, because due to that misunderstanding, that association with the modes of nature, we have to take birth again. To consider any situation within this material world, even that of Brahma or Indra, to be desirable, is the cause of our repeated birth in this material world. So one has to reach out to Krishna and have this outlook that vidhi mahindra adishchakitayate. The position of even Brahma, or even that of Indra, is no more relishable than that of a worm in stool. If one can think like that, or how can one think like that? One can think like that, who has yat karanya kartaksha vaibhavatam tam gaurameva stumaha. One who is favored with a little glance of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can understand that attainment of Krishna consciousness is the only desirable goal, and the position, we may think, I have a very good position in this company, but for one who has actually got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what to speak of a so-called good position in a company? Even the position of Brahma and Indra is considered insignificant and undesirable. It is desirable to be engaged in the service of Krishna and the Vaishnavas without personal motive. That is desirable. That is a good position to be in. Any other position, if one identifies oneself in any other way but as the servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, then he's caught in the modes of material nature. This should be considered. Then what to do? Mangchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya phukate. By avyabhicharini bhakti, by undivided devotional service to Krishna, then one transcends the influence of the modes of material nature and comes to the transcendent position. This should be considered very seriously. This can be considered seriously by persons who are not considering seriously how to get seriously entangled in the material world. Unfortunately, people are very serious about material life. If we could be as serious about Krishna consciousness as the Olympic athlete is serious about winning the gold medal, or the businessman is as serious about making money, then we could become devotees. Just see the Olympic athlete training, very disciplined in their eating and their sleeping, who they associate with, just fully focused. For several years, everything they do is focused on that one, maybe one race, 100 meters. They're just focused on that. That I have to run that faster than others. So much, it's stupid. But it's an example of how focused they are. They consider it so important. Their whole life is based on that. So we are wandering in this world in a swirl of the influence of the modes of nature. And due to associating with those modes, well, one thing is that we are attracted to various modes according to our previous association with the modes of nature. And it goes on swirling and changing. So, but generally the influence is degrading, especially in Kali Yuga. The tendency to go down is very strong. So, one who considers this, those who are patient enough to listen to this, most people are too much involved in the lower modes of nature even to listen. Even this, you see, even the so-called religious discussions, many times you won't find, you'll go to so many swamis, they won't discuss this necessary understanding, philosophical understanding. They'll tell some jokes, or they'll give you some tips on how to handle stress so that you can become more deeply entangled in the modes of material nature. People think a good speaker is one who can tell a few jokes and make you relax and make you feel good. But who is discussing this vital information, as Srila Prabhupada says? This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entity transmigrates from one body to another. This is important. This should be understood. That we are going from body to body to body, and it is not good. It is not in our self-interest. It is not in our... We think, yes, I'll come to America and earn lots of money. That is in my self-interest. It is not in our self-interest. Our real self-interest is to get free from thinking that anything is our self-interest other than surrender to Krishna. Nate vidu swartagating hi Vishnu. Durashaye bahiratamanina. Tipi shatan tramurudam nibandha. People don't know that our real self-interest is to surrender to Vishnu. And therefore, we are hoping that we will be happy in this material world, which is impossible. Hope against hope. We are bound up. In this way, we are very tightly bound up by the influence of the modes of the material nature. So these points should be considered. We have to associate with that which is actually for our benefit. That means regulated, disciplined life. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chant Hare Krishna. Associate with genuine sadhus who will direct us toward that which is for our actual eternal benefit, not for what we think is our benefit, means simply to promote our material position, increase our ahankar, our false ego, and prepare ourselves for a big fall down. Actual benefit is to be had by associating with those sadhus who do not pander to what we think, but who tell us what is actually the truth, clearly, for our own benefit. Unfortunately, people are so foolish that if someone speaks for their benefit, they think that person is their enemy. And if someone speaks to cheat them, they think, oh, this is very good. This is the unfortunate situation. This foolishness can only be stopped by a massive propaganda of actual truth. Actual truth is Krishna. We are all servants of Krishna. But people have no idea. Only by massive propaganda can people be benefited. This should be broadcast. People, they may not understand, they may not be interested, but it is the duty of the Vaishnavas to broadcast the actual information. Tamasima Jyotir Gamaya. Come out of the darkness. Come to the light. What is that light? Krishna Surja Shama Maya Hoyandaka. Taha Krishna. Tahanahi Mayaradika. Krishna, example is given like the sun. Krishna is brighter than millions of suns, but this example is given. That Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness. What is darkness? Darkness means absence of sunlight. Darkness is only definable in terms of lack of light. It is not a phenomenon in itself. So in the same way, what is this Maya? It is lack of Krishna consciousness. So where there is Krishna consciousness, there's no question of Maya. Therefore, we have to associate with Krishna by hearing and chanting about Krishna. In the association of pure devotees, under the guidance of pure devotees. Otherwise, you'll find so many bogus people. They also talk about Krishna, but you'll never find Krishna from some bogus incarnation, personally motivated speaker, someone who's promoting themselves as a big guru or swami. Or we'll never find Krishna. But these Mayavadis, they talk about Krishna. Or they celebrate the birthday of their bogus avatar on Krishna's Janmashtami. All very sinful activities. So we won't get Krishna from Amar Chitra Katha, some cartoon book, or watching TV Mahabharata. That Krishna won't help. Actual Krishna is required. That actual Krishna is given by actual devotee, who speaks only according to Shastra. No imagination, no frills, no tricks. Just presents. Here is Krishna. Those who are fortunate, those who are intelligent, they will take. Others will have to continue associating with the modes of material nature and suffering. Birth, death, old age and disease. Again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jattare shayana. Again and again getting born, again and again getting dying, again and again lying in the womb of a mother due to association with the modes of nature. So let us associate with Krishna. Yes, is there any question about this, please? Want to ask a question? Yes, so please do.
So we talked about broadcasting the message of Krishna consciousness to all the people who lack the knowledge. So what is the best way of broadcasting this knowledge to people, especially who are not at all willing to listen about this?
What is the best way of broadcasting knowledge to people who are not willing to listen? Well, there's a saying, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink. So knowledge of Krishna should be broadcast among those who are willing to listen. General broadcasting is there by going out and chanting the names of Krishna in public. That's not so much broadcasting the message of Krishna, but broadcasting the name of Krishna, which creates a favorable condition by which people can become ready to begin to hear the message of Krishna. So for transmitting the message of Krishna to people who are totally unaware of this message, there are various methods. Srila Prabhupada especially stressed the distribution of his books. There are various methods, but giving this book distribution, that is, Srila Prabhupada stressed this as important. Other methods are there also. They hold public festivals, for instance. Persons are also required to explain that, to give lectures and preaching means to. There has to be some communication. So not everyone is ready to hear the message of Krishna. So we have to. There has to be some level at which we can communicate with them. At the same time, we don't. If we go down to their level, then we're not communicating. Then they're communicating to us. So preaching means to make some kind of connection with people and lift them up. It may not be immediately to come up to the highest level. It may be ratcheting. You know what ratcheting means? It means to go little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. So like that. Hold some festival. People come. They're attracted. They think, oh, it's nice, happy, singing, music, nice food. So they're attracted on some level. It appeals to their senses because people are on the sensual level. Indriyani parani ahu, indriyebhyah parang malaha, manasastu parabuddhe, yobuddhe paratastu saha. There's the sensual level, the mental level, the intellectual level, and the spiritual level. So Krishna consciousness is on the spiritual level, but people are on the sensual level. Of course, Krishna consciousness is also concerned with the senses. So Krishna consciousness can be presented in a sensually pleasing manner. And often people, they come to some festival or some talk and they said, well, I enjoyed that. Actually, it's not meant for your enjoyment, it's meant for your enlightenment. And for enlightenment, from enlightenment, actual enjoyment will come, the enjoyment of serving Krishna. But as a compliment, they say, I enjoyed it, because they think that if I enjoy it, then that's a compliment to you, that you did something which I appreciate. I'm important, and I'm complimenting you because you did something which caused my enjoyment. They're taking the position. They come to a Krishna conscious festival, but they're taking the position of the enjoyer. So it's very low consciousness. All right, you enjoyed it. Now, all right, now come, sit here, listen. Give them some prasadam. That's also very important, giving Krishna prasadam. That will help to purify them. Yeah, anything else?
So often, in wife and husband, only one of them.
Hare Krishna. Can you all hear there?
No.
You can't hear even there.
So,
but can you all hear what I've been saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You say, and I'll repeat the question.
Like in many families, I see only either husband or wife, or some of the family members are favorable for devotional service, and some of them are not.
Yeah. Have we ever heard this question before? I know what's coming. In some families, one member of the family is inclined toward Krishna consciousness and others are not. So what's the question? I wonder what the question is.
How to,
yeah. It's going to be different in each circumstance, depending on the mentality. There's no one formula. It depends on the individuals concerned, how to proceed. If one member of the family is inclined to Krishna consciousness and others not, the others may be neutral, or they may be very much against. So it's all different in different cases. There's no one formula. There's the story of the veterinary doctor. You know that story? There was a horse choking with a big, huge, looked like a swelling in his throat. So the veterinary doctor went with his student. He said, bring me a stick. So he smashed that swelling in the throat, and then it all went away and the throat was okay. So after some time the student thought, well, it's not so difficult. I don't know. Why should I spend so much time? I can go and earn a living by myself. So he set himself up in some other town as a veterinary doctor. He was called to one place, he saw there's a horse with a swelling, so he bought a stick. He smashed it against the horse's throat, the horse fell down dead. And people were very upset. Hey, that's a $100,000 horse. So he said, well, I saw my guru do that, and then he consulted his guru when there was a case against him. He said, well, you fool, you see that horse that had swallowed a melon, so I just broke the melon, and then it was, then he swallowed it and it was okay, it was stuck in his throat. But he must, this other case, he must have had some swollen glands. To you it looked the same, because you're a fool, you're not trained properly. So you killed him. All of it, I'm not responsible, it's your responsibility. You didn't learn properly. So you, it's just that you say, what do you do? But it's going to be different in each case. How, if I say, well, you should tell them to leave their family, or you should tell them just to tolerate, it may be different in different cases. There's no one formula. You don't know that yourself from your experience? To some extent. All right, now you can consider it more. Family members, they may be inimical or they may be doubtful. They're different. They may have different attitudes. And they may come from different kind of backgrounds also. So if they, for instance, if they come from, if a young man wants to take up Krishna consciousness, his parents come from a pious Indian background, then you could send people of the same age or older than his parents who are devotees to speak to his parents who come from a similar background. There's a suggestion in that case. But again, you have to see the individual's